Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, it's another bar brawl, but this time we're switching it up just a little bit. We are doing a bracket-style celebrity death bash. We're going to pick 16 celebrities. They're going to fight it out one-on-one in a bracket-style tournament until there's only one remaining. We also have a fantastic panel of guests for you from the Psych Effect podcast. We've got Dimitri, Suzanne, and Steph. Guys, what are you drinking? And also, tell us a little bit about your podcast.
My name is Dimitri Bick. We are the Psych Effect podcast with Steph DeGraff and Suzanne Mignon. And I am drinking vodka out of a Aquafina bottle.
Yeah,
because that's
are.
How Ukrainians roll. We roll pretty hard. And anyway, the Psych Effect podcast, brand new. We started it up a couple months ago. We take sports, current events, and everything that people are talking about right now, and we roll that up into a podcast that discusses those things with mental health. And we discuss the mental health angles of these things. We take research on mental health topics. We try to explain it as best we can in ways that people will understand. And the reason we're doing this is because mental health is a big deal. It's important for people and it's stigmatized. And what we're trying to do is make people think it's okay to tell other people that they have problems, seek help, to destigmatize it, and explain it and educate people about it in a fun way so that they can learn and laugh about something that is actually a pretty serious topic. But if they can laugh and understand about it, maybe they can be more aware of it and be more likely to seek help about it. And at the end of it, we give you a tip. We call it the mental health tip of the day, hashtag MHTOD. And it's useful and practical. That's what we do. And hopefully we'll do more of it.
Love it.
I was going to say ladies first, but Dimitri went first.
Okay. I'll go second. I don't know.
Okay. Like, All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this week.
You're number one in our heart, Suzanne. Don't worry about it.
I hurt my heart. No. All right. I'm Suzanne. Hi, everyone. I'm drinking vodka. In my Wonder Woman
last. Good for you.
Absolutely.
But it's nice. Not vodka colored. What else is in the vodka?
No, that's the color of the cup. That's the, I don't know if you could see. The cup is tinted red.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But the stupid fancy background keeps going into it. Yeah, you got to be fancy.
Got to be
fancy. That's actually pretty cool.
When you're drinking vodka in a Wonder Woman cup, you have to be fancy.
Obviously.
No argument.
Obviously. Nope.
Steph, what are you drinking?
I'm being boring. It's an ultra. I thought it matches the background. I think it matches the background. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to drink something blue. Yes. No, I'm warming up. I might pop out the Patron in the freezer. You know, it's getting chilled. I don't know. Depending on how we go.
You were already at the bar.
I was already at the bar.
Didn't you guys do a podcast on light beer? What's the ruling on Michelob Ultra?
Oh, it's fine.
It's good. It's good.
I drank a ton of it. Yeah. It's good.
Drink what you like.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Right. And it's healthy.
But Rick's going to buy your next beer is what. He's going to buy anyone that can't afford real beer is what we came to.
It's healthy. At least I think it's healthy. So healthy. It makes me sleep better when I drink a ton of it. So
There you go.
Sleep is good for you.
Richard Madison, what are you drinking?
I am continuing with the New Realm Beach Bounty Lime Lager. It is okay. I am glad this will be the last week I'm drinking it. And we'll be on to something else. Ben, what you got over there? What you drinking?
I'm drinking... had a birthday a few days ago and got me a nice bottle of Old Forester Statesman.
Ooh,
this is probably top five bourbon for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's just in a glass with a big old cube. They going the heck nice. Out of it. Drew, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm going a little teeny bit different, but still tequila, just a homemade margarita, some lime juice and deliciousness in here. And Travis, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the blood of my enemy. No, I'm finishing off my bottle of contradiction bourbon. I don't know where it was. West Virginia. Hey, Ben, they make good bourbon.
Was that one of my states?
I don't think it was. We drafted the U.S. states a while back, and basically every anecdote Ben had for a state that was picked was, oh, they have good whiskey or they have good bourbon. It was every
knows what he's about.
Yeah,
he takes a tour. He had to test it all out, you know.
Exactly. But speaking of the blood of my enemies, guys, we need to come up with the actual bracket. I purposely did not set the bracket ahead of time, so we all have a fair chance of actually seeing what the matchups are in real time. So I'm going to share my screen. I haven't even generated yet. So I've got eight of the people here and eight of the people here. Generate combinations, and this is going to give us our matchups.
Oh, I'm a fan.
I'm going to read out the first round matchups. We'll get into the first actual matchup.
Look at that.
And then we'll just continue on until the bracket is finished. So the matchups are Mariah Carey versus Kenan Thompson, Reese Witherspoon versus Weird Al Yankovic, Sandra Bullock versus Meryl Streep, Eminem versus Snoop Dogg.
That's unfortunate.
That's a good one.
That's an unfortunate round.
That's a final.
That should be a final.
Yeah.
That's a final. Bam.
Courtney Cox versus Adam Sandler. Tom Cruise versus Madonna.
That's another unfortunate one.
No.
Emilio Estevez versus Jack Nicholson. And then finally, Freddie Prinze Jr. versus Willie Nelson. That is our matchup. And the first matchup tonight is going to be Mariah Carey versus Kenan Thompson. And now I want a good, clean fight. Now let's bar brawl.
Let me hop out there and take this
one. Do it for me.
So, speaking of the blood of your enemies, can we all just agree that Mariah Carey comes out of the ocean deep once a year, and it is around December, and she sings that god-awful song, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere you go in every store. Thus, you're not just fighting one Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey has the ability to summon all Mariah Careys in a group mob. So that's what you're fighting into, but not to be bested. Thank God Kenan Thompson doesn't go anywhere alone. He's bringing Kel. It's a duo. Like that's just how it goes down.
I feel like it's gotta be.
Yeah.
And that's it has just, to be.
That's the fight. So Kenan and Kel are coming in to face Mariah Carey. Little do they know Mariah Carey has the ability to multiply, because all she wants for Christmas is you. She sings that god-awful song and it's everywhere, so she can just keep growing. And that's what you have to stop. And so because of that, though, as much as I appreciate Kenan and Kel's duo crime-fighting ability, I think Mariah Carey just overwhelms him and wins this fight, just through sheer numbers.
I've got a pretty good rebuttal. I'm going to jump
all right
there.
What you got?
And this is a hard rebuttal because you are on point with the ever-expanding love for the song that's been around for I don't know how long, decades.
If you can get to her early before she multiplies, maybe you have a chance. But
yeah,
I think it starts in November, though.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
So you got to get there early.
Right. So it's she's October. Already it's early October to the fight. Well,
yeah, you got to get to her in October. Yeah.
Right, right.
Correct.
How long is the song going to be around? It's got to be from the 90s. So, I mean, it's amazing. But you're talking about multiplying. And for me, Kenan Thompson is, you know, between SNL and some of his older movies and some of his kids' things they've done, I grew up with Kenan Thompson. But you're right. Him and Kel stick in my brain the most. It wasn't the Kenan and Kel show, though. It was one movie that I have referred to hundreds of thousands of times. I probably watched 50 times, and it's Good Burger.
Oh, great movie.
You're talking about Mariah Carey, you know, not stopping her multiplication of her song and her followers, but Kenan and Kel crushed Mondo Burger. And the whole thing with Mondeberg kept getting bigger and bigger, and then they stopped it. So your point that Keenan doesn't go anywhere with Kel, Keenan and Kel together can crush Mariah. Now, if Kel's not there, probably Mariah. But I'm going
to... But let me add to that, Ben. Let me add to that, Ben, because I do see your point. And I think they might win, because not only will he have Kel, don't forget Keenan also played Fat Albert.
Well, that's right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I was going to point that out too. Is that if he can get to Mariah Carey before she multiplies, he could just sit on her. He could just transform into Fat Albert, and just sit on her. But I don't think he'll get that close to her, because he's going to be so mesmerized by her when she walks up that he's going to be. She's going to put that Mariah Carey like voodoo eyes on him, and he's just going to kind of do that kind of like, oh my god, I don't know what to do, and she's going to do that Freddy thing. Freddie
has a weak spot for attractive women.
She's like a siren.
And there you go.
That's a good point.
Yeah, she's a siren.
You ever see that Nightmare on Elm Street where Freddie goes and to that asthma girl and he kisses her and he sucks the life out of her? That's what she's going to just walk up to him while he's all googly eyed and just kiss him. And he's all he's going to do. Mm-hmm. He's going to, Fat Albert's just going to turn into just a corp.
Unless they throw burgers at her.
And orange soda.
Yes. So.
The one thing I have for Mariah Carey is, to this date, I'm not sure that she has the ability to age since the 90s. Yes, so therefore, I don't know if she can die. Right. Ooh. Is she just going to like,
is she eternal?
She might be. I don't know.
Like the song.
I don't think she's aged at all. I think she's just fucking time.
Right.
I'm looking at her right now from 2012. Well, she's aged a little bit, but
okay.
Not like some people.
But let me tell you something. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Okay with
it. So that's the Mariah Carey that showed up in November.
She's still doing her Mariah thing. Up in
December. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she hibernates. She hibernates, and then she, you know, they take her out in November.
Yes. She goes back down to the sea.
That's what she does.
Only to hibernate.
Is she a Little Mermaid now?
Yes. Wait. You brought up.
Was that her in the movie?
Does that mean she gets to bring the octopus witch with her?
Ursula.
No.
But I think Ursula would steal her voice. Yeah. Ursula would steal her voice.
Yeah, so she's not a mermaid.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
Oh.
I think it's more like, because her one song that she's ever done in her entire life is Christmas related, she just lives at the North Pole. And so if she has Santa Claus on her... On her elf. Side.
She's an elf now.
Yeah, she's not a mermaid. She's part elf.
Santa Claus on
which is why she doesn't age.
And she's a fairy creature.
Nice.
She probably got Aquaman too, if you're talking about, you know, she got Santa, she got Aquaman, she got
but which she Aquaman? Does she
Jason
have
Momoa,
Aquaman from
sure.
like
Momoa,
no, there's
Jason
only
Momoa,
one
Aquaman, Aquaman
is
the
Jason
one.
Momoa.
Or does she have the lame Aquaman from like the 80s just
talking
League
about the drunk
cartoons.
One. The one that's always
the drunk one.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah. Hey, she got backup, man. I think Keenan only has Kale.
Yeah,
she got a team with her.
She got a ton. Yeah, yeah. I just don't see this as a competition.
She can pull on multiple immortal characters to back her up.
She got all the hells running after her. No, she's good. She got me.
Right. Okay. I hear a general consensus. Mariah wins. Hands up. Hands up. Mariah wins. We can't.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
I still want Keenan to win.
I didn't want him to win.
I think he could win. 6 out of 10.
Throw some burgers at her, orange soda, bring the gang. We're good.
I think Mariah wins like 6 out of 10, right? Keenan's going to win sometimes. But overall, I think Mariah is the winner here. The next matchup, Reese Witherspoon versus Weird Al.
This is a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's going to beat the shit out of each other?
Damn.
This one's tough for me. Weird Al I'm a huge fan of Weird Al.
You know, I saw Weird Al and then I mixed him up with Gallagher and I'm like, oh, he's just going to like smash watermelons.
They're basically
like,
the same person.
Kind of. Not really, though. He didn't do a lot of smashing. It was the long hair and the weird face that got me.
Weird Al is going to come in with like the guitar, kind of like lightning strums, if you will. Like
the key, the guitar, Rick.
Yes, thank you. I apologize for it. Thank you for correcting me. The keynote tie as well. And Reese is just gonna come in.
He actually plays an accordion with the polka.
That too. Does he just have an endless bag of
instruments?
He plays
the accordion.
He's just whipping out instruments and he's got a whole arsenal.
And he's gonna sing.
And Reese has a person heels. That's all Reese has. I'm sorry.
She has scented paper.
She also might be the only dumb blonde character that everybody looks like and wants to be with. I mean, she plays it well. She could play dumb and you still want to be with her. You still want to watch her. You still want to be there. And she plays it well, man. Like the blonde.
The only thing I see Reese having an advantage on is not against anyone is that chin, man. She turns that into
razor
like a
sharp.
Knife.
Yeah. Razor sharp. Just,
instead it is razor
instead
sharp.
Instead of with a spoon, yes. With a knife.
She will cut
still
you.
Still my joke, Suzanne.
Travis.
It's coming later. It's fine. I was just going to say.
Cut you.
That's the bar joke I tell, Travis.
But.
It's all you.
Weird
I'll
Al.
Edit you.
Has no, done, I'll let you take it. Edit me out.
Weird Al has done multiple gangster rap parodies.
Yes.
That man has got backup. And
street
he
cred.
Need to get close to her.
Yes.
And
he has the Amish behind him.
And he will. Mm-hmm. And he has the Amish behind him, and he will kill you. He will get his back up, and he will smoke you. He doesn't need to get near her. She's got to get close to you to cut you. Weird Al's got this.
There is one thing we're forgetting, though. Reese does have the bend and snap.
It works every time.
He does have the bend.
It works
every time.
Every time.
Yep.
She's got to get close to you, though.
Right, but if all she needs is one,
you don't have to get that close. You just have to look at it.
Well, yeah, she needs the one distraction. If that works every time, and she's got that small window, she could just sneak right in there, stab through the eye, and dead. You know,
I mean, Travis, to your point,
a possibility.
To your point, Weird Al does have a history of being mesmerized by famous blonde women. I mean, that is definitely him, his MO. So
she's got a power. She's legally blonde. You remember?
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Reese is definitely
a tiny dog
known for, and this is kind of her out of movie, you know, backstage stuff. She's not known to be the nicest person in the world.
I don't know that.
But Dimitri, when you were talking about parody for Weird Al, see, obviously we all know Weird Al about his music parody, but I kept thinking parody and then I went off the movies. And now I'm thinking like Weird Al comes in with parody in his backpack. But think about some of those like parody action films where a guy's head gets blown off and he's still fighting. He's still got to. I mean,
yes.
Think of Monty Python,
the Black Knight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So Weird Al comes in with parody. You can cut his head off, stab him, shoot him, and he's still going to be fighting.
Yeah, and I'm looking right here. It says, "Does bend and snap really work?" The bend and snap does not work every time. And Google never lies.
I'm gonna need you.
60% of the time.
Cite your sources, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna need
was Wikipedia.
This is eonline.com.
Oh.
Eonline.com.
You should have led with that. Then now I believe.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That sounds made up.
In fact, Jennifer Coolidge, whose character in Legally Blonde is taught the iconic move by Reese Witherspoon's Elle Woods. Known for the experience.
Elle Woods. But
that would be Elle Woods.
Oh, Elle Woods, sorry.
Elle have Woods. You even seen the movie, Dimitri?
Obviously
not. I've never seen it.
God,
see,
I'm taking the dog.
Never seen it.
I go for Reese. I think Weird Al will be forgotten soon enough, and Reese Witherspoon will always be the blonde.
Are you serious right now? Weird Al has been memorable for 40 years. 40
he has his own
years.
Movie. He's got his own documentary.
He has his own. He made his own movie twice. He's made his own movie and then made a documentary about himself.
Because somebody wants to
40 years.
And you also years, like, dude. You have to get in the ring and start. We have to get in the ring so you can't just bend and snap off the jump.
I think he's going to, I think Weird Al will just come out with that accordion, start singing some shit and
so.
Say, eat it. Yeah. And then he'll go, what was that other one? Another one rides the bus, right? He's saying that.
He's
send them
he's
all their
also,
way,
he makes his
part Jedi.
He makes his own original music. Yeah. So he's going to come in there with like a Reese Witherspoon polka and she's just going to be like, what the hell is this? And like follow.
Yeah. All right.
I think Weird Al.
Fine. I guess we'd get it. I guess.
Vote. I think I'm feeling Weird Al. I think that's probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Weird Al.
Weird Al wins that matchup on to the second round. Next matchup, Meryl Streep versus Sandra Bullock.
Bar brawl.
Meryl Streep. She's the devil. She's the devil, and she was Prada.
Hey, yes.
She's the devil. I mean, who's going to fight the devil?
Yeah, but Miss Congeniality over here.
Like FBI and stuff.
So have you seen this pageant? Like they ask you a question. It's like, I'm going to save the world and I want hope and peace and love.
I want world peace, Dan.
Steph, there was an entire movie where she went blindfolded and survived for years.
Oh, that was Birdcage Bird Box.
Basically outsmarted a demon. I don't know if it was actually a demon or the devil, whatever. It's some sort of invisible weird monster, but she's got the smarts. She's got the congeniality. And let's be honest, she's just pedal to the metal. Right, she's not stopping. She's going between over 65 and under 100 or whatever that speed limit is.
Oh, and speed,
Miss Consistent, right?
And she fights bad guys with Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Like, I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong, Meryl Streep, incredible.
If we're talking about.
I mean, she has a career that spans incredible years.
I mean. If Sandra Bullock can do half of the movies that Meryl Streep has done, maybe come back and talk to me in 20 years and we'll find out. Meryl Streep has been around. She's been around for, I don't know, for how long, but she's been always, you know.
She might be a vampire.
I don't know.
Honestly.
I mean, She ages, but she ages well.
She's different than the Mariah Carey aging. Yes.
Fine wine.
Death Becomes Us. She was kind of like a vampire in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we're forgetting one solid thing about Sandy B, is Meryl Streep never drove a bus, kept her cool, and kept a bunch of people from dying from a bomb that was under
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm just saying, like,
she also didn't save the hundreds of people at the pageant by throwing the exploding crown away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think Sandra Bullock probably more badass.
Yes.
Action wise than Meryl Streep.
Yeah, I could see that. But Meryl Streep is almost more, I don't know, she's more mature. Maybe she comes with more respect. When that woman speaks, people listen, right?
And I'm not saying
she bullies them.
Yeah. She didn't literally play the devil. She played an executive.
No, she played a bossy, bullying executive.
People respect her when she speaks, man.
It wasn't literally the devil.
And no, at some point, you got to put on the boxing glove.
Wait, Dimitri, did you see the movie?
No.
Devil Wears Prada.
I thought she played the devil. Like I thought she played literally the devil.
I mean, she might as well be.
Didn't she play Ursula as well in one of the?
She was close to it.
She played Ursula too in one of these movies, the Disney movies. The old.
She didn't. Cruella. She didn't play Cruella.
Or Ursula.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, she played Cruella.
Did she play Cruella?
Yeah, not in this most recent one, but the one
Last name is Devil, so.
Yes, Cruella DeVille. Uh huh.
I just think Sandra's gonna come out. Scrappy. Yeah. She's going to come out in attack mode in just if I'm putting my claymation hat on. Right. If we're kind of mimicking celebrity deathmatch a little bit, Sandra will have some sort of weird, crazy karate moves. And maybe Meryl might be able to dodge and like deflect.
I think
and play
Sandra
defense.
Might use her elbow. Elbow is the strongest part of the body.
It is. So I think it's close, but I personally would give this to Sandra.
Yeah.
Well,
Sandy B.
Meryl Streep did play someone in She-Devil.
She's a devil, I'm telling you. She's the devil.
A character named Mary Fisher.
Also, she was a pirate once. If you guys remember Hook,
yep.
She was the pirate that got put into the boo box.
Yes.
She just has range. I think she can pull Roseanne a million Barr different character.
Devil. Roseanne Barr was the devil in that movie.
Dimitri, I think you need to watch more movies.
No, I watch movies. I just don't watch these kinds of movies.
You watch documentaries.
I watch mostly documentaries.
These are all documentaries. I don't know what you're talking about.
Documentary.
real. It is canon that all movies are documentaries.
Wait till we get to Adam Sandler.
Oh
no! I'm looking at Meryl Streep's movies, and I've seen a lot of them. I've seen almost all of them. I'm looking at Sandra Bullock's movies. I've seen almost all of them. I've only seen them once, though.
This woman had movies in 1979. She's got movies, man, and she's still up and kicking.
Because she's older.
Well, no,
she's also one, okay. Like,
so here's the question. Are we talking about Meryl Streep, young Meryl Streep, or like now Meryl Streep against
all of it. She's Sandra so pretty. Just so, I would do her. I would say
I still think Sandra Bullock would take her.
Hubba hubba. All right.
Steph got the best argument.
he convinced me. It's Meryl Streep. That's it. Sandra Bullock my vote.
60 or 70 and have that kind of feet, then fine. But she's not there yet. So
wow. All right.
Let's vote Meryl Streep to win this. We got one.
If one Steph can do her, then it's Meryl Streep.
Steph just wants
two,
to do her. Oh,
I'll go Meryl Streep. I just think she's come scrappier. In
respect.
It's three for Meryl Streep.
Hot, not beautiful. Respect the game.
There you go. Exactly. Office quote. All right. So for this one,
Dandy B.
Sandra Bullock will move on to the next round.
Oh.
And again, man. I think that this is no disrespect to Meryl Streep. That was a hard matchup. There's some
I'm
of
not,
these.
I'm not upset about it.
Yeah, all I hear is disrespect. All I hear is disrespect. That's all I hear.
That's fair. All right.
Just wait till we get some other matchups.
This one's going to be rough.
How did this one happen?
Damn. This is not
fair. I think we need to reseed. No. We need to reseed.
No, because.
No. This is good. This is good.
This is beautiful.
One of the things we talked about, I think, if we haven't, we need to, is seed doesn't matter at the end of the day. If you're the champion, you win. Doesn't matter. Right. Mm-hmm. So see,
this should be a second round of matchup.
It should goodness. Be, but if it, in a bracket like this, if you lose, you lose. There's only
this
one
is going to be hard. I'm seeing Snoop Dogg in a
we've
few.
We've got Snoop Dogg versus Eminem.
Bar brawl.
I got Eminem.
Wow.
No,
he's the blackest Snoop. White guy I know.
That's no, it. And it's not for the reason you that. Think.
I can say that.
That's
my joker card. That's my
joker card. It is Snoop.
The name of the game in this is survive in advance.
Can I just point? Can I point something out?
You may.
It's Snoop D-O-double-G.
That's right.
Right. You're right. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
And you need.
That's correct.
He points that out. It's tell me you've listened. You've never listened to Snoop Dogg without telling me you've never listened to Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I probably know more. I probably know more Snoop than anyone else on this podcast.
I don't agree with that at all.
You're probably
a little bit. Oh no, Travis.
We're probably about tied. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I meant of the four that are on
of the four you
this podcast. Okay. You may have listened to more. Steph may have listened to more. Suzanne may have listened to more. Between definitely the four of us, okay, it's me.
Okay, I'll accept that.
You're also I'm dealing with Google Sheets right now. All right, I'm just.
It's all right. The G was there. It was silent, Travis. Don't worry.
Thank you.
The second G was there. I got you.
All right, so I'm gonna pull. So okay, there's a lot of Snoop Dogg love going around here. So I am going to argue for the opposition mainly. Because Eminem has, you know, they both got followers, right? But Eminem's followers mimic him to a T. They wear his clothes, they do his hair, they wear everything. So when Snoop thinks he kills Eminem in the celebrity death match, he killed the other guy. And then he thinks he kills Eminem, and he killed the other guy. And
they stand the real up. Slim Shady, eventually, please stand up.
And yeah. Finally, he stands up and kills Snoop in the celebrity death match because... there's too many M&Ms.
No, the fact that you said it that way,
M&Ms,
proves to me you don't understand this fight.
Yep.
If you think Snoop Dogg is offensive at all, you're mistaken.
It's true.
The name of the game is survive in advance. Snoop is high as fuck. Mm-hmm. He's not out to destroy at all.
Nobody
he is there to take
out.
The blow.
No one can smoke him out.
No one can smoke him out. We can see more Eminem out for sure. Eminem's
he might have the Crips do his work, though.
He's too high to lose.
Yes.
You're missing all of this.
So Eminem works.
I think he functions better high. And Martha Stewart's there to back his ass up, too.
Thank you.
I think he would even smoke Eminem. I think he would smoke Eminem. He would roll him up and smoke him, too.
Did you guys not watch all of Snoop's videos when he first came out? The man transforms into a literal dog.
He transforms
into a Doberman. He's just going to transform into a Doberman and bite the neck off of Eminem. And that's the end of it. It's over. He can have as many Slim Shadys as he wants. He's just going to attack the shit. And he's got the dog pound right behind him.
And he plays basketball.
And he's up in your bitch where you might find him.
Nice.
Hey.
So, look, I love Eminem. I love Eminem. I'm very upset that he's not going to make it to the second round because I really think this should be like a later round. But Snoop takes this and he's it's just – that's
let me jump out there with Eminem real quick because I don't disagree. This is a really hard one to pick. Eminem, if I – again, putting on my animation claymation hat, Eminem is going to be able to literally murder people with words. His word – as he raps, they will literally pierce into this other person, whoever his opponent is going to be. He will also be able to, like, I don't know, control sound and be able to push things faster than the speed of sound. I don't know. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass.
Travis.
What about Mom's Spaghetti, Travis? Travis, and what about Mom's Spaghetti?
I think that Eminem has the ability to just stay hyper-focused. He has beaten, quote-unquote, and crushed anyone that has challenged him via raps. And he is undefeated in that manner. So if they turn this into a rap battle, purely on record, not based off of style or any personal preference, on record, on people who have stepped to one another, Eminem is going to win this one. He is the better rapper in that regard.
Agree. If it's a rap battle, Eminem will win, but it will not be Snoop Dogg.
But it'll probably
and eat the shit out of him. But haven't you heard the saying?
Turn into a rap battle.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Unless you can physically murder people with words.
Worst saying ever.
If that pertains to the real world,
yes.
In a fictional scenario like this, words will murder you.
I don't think words are going to murder a dog.
Dimitri, you're on Psych Effect. You can't say
Snoop.
That.
Snoop can.
Actually, as a therapy technique, that's kind of an actual
you
therapy
can.
Technique.
It is, yeah.
I'm sure
say that shit.
It's just an argument.
but listen, in this fictional universe, I'm going to use that as an argument for Snoop.
Do it.
Listen, if Snoop can make Martha Stewart look good and make her being popular, I don't know what else he cannot do, man. He literally saved Martha Stewart from, I don't know, from being canceled, if you will.
Seriously.
He took her and saved her from all the crap and shit she's done in the past. And she,
seriously.
They're like best friends.
Her little
man.
Federal prison stint. Yep.
The man went from a gangster rapper and a Crip to making like kids movies. And like the man,
he can't do
anything wrong.
What did he actually do in that gang? Like, I mean, he
just pledged allegiance to it. It doesn't matter. He was acquitted.
He did that one stint as Snoop Lion too, where he tried to become like a higher up in the Church of.
Oh, I remember that he changed.
Yeah,
his name
I
really
he changed
Lion.
His name to Snoop Lion.
And
I just think he
failed miserably.
He is a pacifist at heart, and I think if anybody's trying to step on him, he'd be so fucking high. He would just fall asleep and get murdered.
Dude, don't you listen to the man?
I think he would just have his people around him.
He drops it like it's hot, so he's going to drop it on him like it's hot, and he's got AK-47. You listen to the man's lyrics. He's got all of that stuff.
Okay, so does Eminem.
Eminem's lyrics. Eminem's lyrics are insults. Insults.
Yeah,
that's what Eminem's
lyrics
are.
Eminem also talks about pulling out his 9 and shooting everyone up at Columbine. He's got guns too. Like,
he only has to challenge him to a duel of who's smoking most weed today. That's it. And there's no stopping for Snoop. He'll smoke him all day long.
If this is a weed battle, Snoop is winning.
Well, yeah.
Snoop is winning. The only way Eminem wins is if it's a rap battle. That's it. It's the only way Eminem wins. Everything else, it's Snoop 100%.
All right, let's put it to a vote. Who's thinking Snoop Dogg wins?
I'm going to be doing Snoop.
And the only reason I'm saying Snoop is because
he's OG, exactly.
I think he's got Martha Stewart behind him. I think that wins it for him.
And she'll craft up some shit for him too.
Yeah, she'll make him
that woman
blueberry pie.
The fact that you added that makes me want to change my vote, but
it's 50-50 until Martha Stewart.
He's
gonna
be high. He's gonna be hungry.
Okay.
You're right.
Next matchup. Guys, we are done with the first four matchups. On to the second half of the bracket. Adam Sandler versus Courtney Cox.
Bar Brawl.
Mm.
I mean, I think in some movie.
I mean, that's, I think it's going to be Adam Sandler.
That should be easy, right?
I think this is probably the easiest one. I'm just going to play devil's advocate, just to make the segment go a little longer.
You don't have to. We have more rounds to do.
We have a lot of shit.
This can just be a gimme. Courtney Cox might just bore Adam Sandler to death. I don't know.
No.
Well, she also help stop the Ghostface murders, though?
I was going to say she could just put the Ghostface thing and like kill people.
I was going to say Adam Sandler could hit her in the face 500 times. She probably wouldn't feel it anymore. So that's
wow. But I think she has some memory problems too. So she probably wouldn't even remember it if it did happen.
Wow.
Hi, my name is Bob.
And Adam Sandler would probably anything, so.
Another Adam Sandler movie, Rick.
Yeah, you told me.
10-second time.
Tom, that's what it was. Tom.
Thank
you. Let's go and vote Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Hands down. Happy Gilmore. I mean, he'll just whack her with the damn golf.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore, Waterboy.
And he has Bob Barker.
Literally.
He has Bob Barker.
Yeah, we'll get into
that. The place is wrong, bitch.
All right. This is the matchup I've been waiting for because
this is Bob Barker on here.
This is the matchup of the crazies. Tom Cruise versus Madonna.
Barbara.
Allegedly.
No. No, this should be shorter than
I'm waiting for Tom Cruise, man.
I'm voting for Madonna.
Nobody's jumping out of the plane like Tom Cruise does. Nobody's running out of
the plane. Tom Cruise has the entire Church of Scientology behind him.
Yes.
Which has
that
church and the airplanes.
They will just
out,
make her disappear.
Has nothing to do with In the Ring. They are going to appear in the ring.
In the court, are you kidding me? We're gonna bring Kenan
Madonna
and Kel into the ring.
Madonna, are you serious right now?
Madonna's a mommy. Yes. Like she looks like dirt.
Dude, if we learned anything from a '90s movie with Austin Powers, Madonna's got the pointy bra. She's a fembot. Yeah. She's hiding guns in her pointy bra.
That's what I'm saying.
She's gonna take out Tom Cruise.
That's what I'm saying. That's
one. Tom Cruise has survived every kind of incursion you can imagine.
Exactly.
The
man does his own stunts.
Scientology behind
exactly.
him.
I mean,
he's 5'2" on a good day and still kicks ass.
Now he can also make cocktails. He can do that.
Here's why I think Andrew Tom Cruise is going to lose. Tom Cruise is going to lose because he believes all that shit is real. Right? He thinks he's a real action hero.
And he doesn't.
He is.
No, he's not.
Right.
The man does
his own stunts.
But he hasn't saved the world from anything.
No.
He's an action.
Neither has
no,
Madonna.
He's
I'm just saying Tom Cruise is a little bit more crazy than Madonna.
If you bring it up, that is your reasoning. Are you saying Madonna saves the world?
I think
I'm not saying Madonna saves the world. I'm saying Tom Cruise actually believes the shit he does is real.
And that's why he didn't win.
And how can that not hurt him in this situation?
Because he's going to be too obsessed with himself being like, oh, I did this. I did this. Here's how I did this one thing. And he's just going to be like talking to himself in the corner because
he's
psychotic.
You think
he's
going to be signing autographs and not fighting?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise threw a plane for Top Gun.
He's going to be like
Top Gun.
He thinks he's with the guy from The Boys, the main character.
Simon Cowell.
What?
Oh, from what? I thought you said The Boys.
The Boys.
I'm like, what?
I want to see Simon Cowell as that guy.
I can't believe this is even a question. The man has bombs from Top Gun.
I would accept that argument, Travis, for any other
spy.
Madonna was in a relationship with Antonio Banderas back in the day, who was Puss in Boots, and he will... And he was Zorro.
Cruise is a spy.
Cruise can do it by himself.
He believes he's a spy. That's the thing.
But he doesn't.
Zorro would kick his ass.
Madonna did it, Dennis Rodman. For that reason alone, she loses my vote.
No.
He's also a samurai.
That just means Madonna is resilient.
He was a terrible samurai.
And can survive and move on. Madonna can survive anything Tom Cruise throws at her because she's already been with
Dennis
Rodman.
Also in Austin Powers.
I can't even believe this is the conversation.
And she can move on.
Yeah,
how is this a fight? I don't understand.
Can I just say, Tom Cruise has the backing of the Church of Scientology, which will whack the shit out of you.
Yeah, Travis was saying we couldn't bring that into the ring.
No, you can't. I'm just saying they both have to show up into the ring.
Yeah, which they won't.
They just make it so the fight is already done.
The Scientologist won't.
They'll reach up from the
below. Unless you're Will Smith and you'll go smack someone, but
they will make people disappear.
Make Madonna disappear or her family. Exactly. And she won't be able to.
They'll make people disappear.
In front of millions of people, which will get Tom Cruise
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. They'll never know. They'll deny the whole thing.
It'll be in front of millions of claymation figures.
It's tough.
Look, I'm not necessarily saying Tom Cruise is going to go far. I am saying he's pushing Madonna out of the way to get into the ring. So like there's Madonna. No, like
I think she's just crazy enough to be sane. And Tom,
you know,
Cruise
it's interesting.
If you would have picked Amber Heard, I would have agreed with you on that.
Some years ago, she actually
Madonna is Amber Heard from the 90s. It's the same person.
She actually defended Tom Cruise and his Scientology about 20 years ago.
Cool.
That is
he
a
did what with Scientology?
That I'm here for.
You're welcome.
She defended Tom Cruise and his Scientology shit.
Yes, sort of Leighton Rames.
All right. Well,
all right. I'm also a vampire at one point.
I'm switching.
Mean, come on.
All in favor of Tom Cruise. A lot. Okay. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Drew, you were right. Tom Cruise played Austin Powers for a brief minute, and he beat the Finbots. So
I don't care about that. Next matchup, the guy who stole my heart. Emilio Estevez versus Jack Nicholson.
Bar brawl. Yes. What a great matchup.
A total great matchup.
You can't handle the truth.
Jack Nicholson is the only guy I know that could be electrocuted and still be alive. What is it? The bird that flew over the cuckoo's nest?
Yep.
Yeah, one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
One flew over the...
Yeah,
he wasn't electrocuted. He had a lobotomy, dude.
He had a lobotomy and was a vegetable.
Still kicked ass in that movie. Yeah.
listen. This is another one where this is a blowout. The man was the Joker. The man was a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
He was a what was the rank he had in A Few Good Men?
Colonel.
He was a
colonel.
But you got to remember
the Marines, so that's like a minus one. So
Colonel minus one. I don't know what that is.
Oh yeah.
This is a blowout. Like the only thing Emilio Estevez has is that he has his brother and his family. To
yeah, but
thank
also,
you, Travis. Thank you.
Quack. Yes.
Quack. Ducks fly together. Quack.
Yes.
The flying V, baby.
That's right.
That's the only thing he has.
The dimples are the only thing.
He can also tape people's ass cheeks together.
Young Guns. Hello?
Breakfast Club.
You want to talk about a backup?
Really?
The man
Breakfast
was
Club
a,
Young Guns?
The,
okay.
the man has right. the backing of the entire ghost of a hotel. That
we also just agree real quick. They were both in anger management. That makes
they
me
were.
Personally.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
They were.
Carry on.
I can't give this to Jack Nicholson because he's a Lakers fan and I'd automatic.
No, discounts. Take your
automatic. Go moving fuck down yourself. A peg.
He's the best basketball player ever. And I don't like the Lakers, but I'm going to give it to him because he goes to the games for years.
He wins on the Joker alone.
I will say Emilio can hold his own, but Steph, you alluded to it earlier. All Emilio has to do is like either some sort of baseball sign or high pitch whistle, and Charlie Sheen's going to come out behind the scenes and just maul Jack Nicholson to death. Like he has the complete control over his brother, and just in this scenario,
Charlie Jack Sheen's will trick him,
coked up Jack out will... of his mind.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah. Seriously. Emilio might
and
get
hitting on people
process.
In the audience. So.
His family didn't even want to give him the name. They don't even want to claim him.
No, they didn't.
Oh. Estevez. They didn't mean like his Estevez.
No, everybody's... he just no, didn't.
That was his real name.
Yeah.
Come on, you just realized he was part of the Sheen family. Come on.
I just learned.
All
that.
They got to do, Jack has got to trick him. He'll just say, you know what? Let's have a good fight. And they'll come up and they'll shake his hand and he'll do that Joker thing where he gives him that hand, you know, that buzzer.
Emilio wouldn't follow. Emilio wouldn't fall for that ever. He knows. He's too good of a coach. He knows.
And he knows wrestling moves too.
Yeah. He's too good.
Jack, okay, if we're talking about whistling and getting people on your side, Jack would whistle and have the entire insane asylum from One Flew Over come out and right? just go ape shit.
Right?
Yes.
You were,
yeah, but that's
you
the
were
thing.
Talking about Travis, how many crazy people, the crazy in Madonna, how many crazy people has Jack Nicholson played in his career?
A lot.
You can't,
Schmidt, a lot. Look at The Shining.
Yes. As good as it get, The Shining. The man is, the Joker he's played. Like, the man is completely insane.
But you can't aim crazy.
He's insane for real.
Crazy goes in one direction and you just have to sidestep it. Crazy can't be controlled.
But no, I'm using Travis's argument against him from
that's
the last.
That's fine.
But
that,
but
that's
see,
fine.
That's the argument. Now Rick is counting. I'm going to agree with Travis because Jack Nicholson, not the man, but the characters,
the
he's a loser. He loses in 90% of his characters.
True. That's true.
Emilio Estevez wins in 90%.
Right.
Oh my God. Yep.
Wasn't ready for it, but I like it.
How many Emilio Estevez I'm here for it. I'm here for that.
Clear winner.
Did he win in The Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Absolutely.
He got the girl. He got the girl.
Yeah, but he won in Mighty Ducks. He won in Young Guns. I mean, I'm sure.
Exactly.
More.
Thank you.
But Jack Nicholson lost in The Shining. He lost in Batman. He lost in The Departed. He gets killed at the end of The Departed. Like
that's because he chooses these awesome characters to play.
Right.
That are going to lose. Yes.
Which is a loser's mentality.
No, it's a winner's mentality. They're better characters.
Emilio
has a mindset that says, you know what? I'm going to play these hard characters because my mind is so strong that I know that I can get away with playing these characters. Emilio Estevez doesn't have a mind. He plays these characters that are like the Mighty Ducks. Oh, anybody can play a coach that coaches 12-year-old
I would
hockey.
Bet my life. Emilio couldn't play
the that is dude. One of the hardest things to do is coach 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you do that. And then Emilio, take them on.
Actually, I did. I coached 8-year-old baseball.
That's not 12-year-olds. That's different. And
It's a point.
It's
a point.
Jack Nicholson played a Joker, and Emilio is a joke. That's it.
That is, all right.
But I coached real 8-year-old baseball. This is a script that's written for him where you know he's going to win.
It's ice.
That was a documentary. You take
that was a documentary, yes.
You take that back.
A documentary? Is that?
Documentary.
Ooh.
Documentary.
And now we have the title of the podcast.
A documentary.
Thank you very much.
All right. While Drew's gone, let's vote. Emilio Estevez. Up here. That's
oh, cool. Come on, you people. Oh,
come on, man.
That's awful.
That's not good.
5-0.
Jack Nicholson's awful. World team. Jesus.
Awful. Oh, I'm walking off the set.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
Last matchup of the first round. Freddie Prinze Jr. versus Willie Nelson.
Barbell.
I need first. Willie Nelson to win because I want to see a high off between Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson.
I mean, yes. Could be the final.
I mean,
so
Freddie Prinze Jr., he's a pretty boy. He turns the loser chick into the prom queen, whatever. Great, right? Scooby-Doo.
He's always crying in movies. He's always crying.
What has he done in the last?
He's a wuss.
Drew, that's my point. So
5 years, that's worth a
what,
damn.
Was he not American Pie? I mean, was he in American Pie? No, he wasn't. I don't know.
No, he wasn't in American Pie.
So I think he was. Because that's
was
so,
he?
He wasn't.
No, he wasn't. No. But it looks like all these kids, all these boys, like the cookie cutter college kids movies, you know, like, oh, the same character over and over again. That's all he can
and
do.
That's why Willie Nelson wins.
Yeah.
Because when Willie Nelson walks into the ring, you know he's there. When Freddie walks into the ring, you're like, wait, are you Freddie? Are you Chad? Are you Steve? And you're just
no idea who this guy is.
Willie Nelson comes with his bandana,
might as well be a
his
ghost.
Guitar, and the weed, and that's it.
To be fair, Willie Nelson doesn't know who he is.
You're right. You're right.
Willie Nelson doesn't know who Willie Nelson is.
He has no fucking clue who he is.
Not a clue.
We do. And that's
what happens. And that's what matters.
Which, yeah. Willie absolutely wins. Much as I loved him in Scooby-Doo, and I Know What You Did Last Summer, but...
Well, we're forgetting the most important role is... If you've ever listened to this podcast, you may know that I have a heartthrob, and her name is Jessica Biel, and Freddie Prinze got together with Jessica Biel in Summer Catch. Now, Jessica Biel just managed to grab, you know, one of the most iconic men from the 90s, 2000s, blah, 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 with JT... But yeah, it's still going to be Willie Nelson. I just had to throw that out there.
After all of that, it's still Willie Nelson.
Yeah. All right. All in favor of Willie Nelson. Yay. Yeah. Hands up. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. That concludes the first round of celebrity deathmatch bar brawl. Brawl. Guys, this is going to be a long one, so I've made the executive decision to split this into two episodes. So please tune in next week for the exciting conclusion of the Bar Banter Podcast Presents Celebrity Death Bash Bar Brawl Bash, featuring the Psych Effect Podcast. Big thanks to Dimitri, Steph, and Suzanne for joining us. Please go check out their podcast. It is absolutely fantastic, and follow them on the Twitter or wherever else they have social media. And don't forget to follow us and listen to our podcast and do stuff for us, because at the end of the day, this is our podcast and you're just along for the ride.